Friday, August 14th, 2020. Okay, so, yeah, this is, I haven't been posting any audios lately, all week, I guess. Anyway, this is, today is the beginning of a heat wave here that we have in the Central Valley of Northern California. Yeah, so technically I do live in the Central Valley, but I live in Fair Oaks, and it's I'm not out in the valley, the lower part. This is actually this area that I live in. It's kind of like because we got the Sierra foothills and then the Sierras, the high mountains. Well, I don't live in the foothills, but this is like the beginning of the foothills. It's starting to rise in elevation, and you know, like from here on out, if you keep on going east, it's just nothing but hills and gets hillier and hillier and hillier. There's no valley anymore. So the heat wave today is supposed to be 106, maybe 108. Tomorrow's supposed to be hotter. And for the next week, it's going to be in the above 100 easily. So 102, 103, 105, and that kind of stuff. And I usually like to try to hunker down because I don't really care to be out in the heat that much. So today I got out early. I had to water the vegetable garden. And I got all that stuff done, all the stuff I usually do, and then went for my walk early before it got too hot. So I came back. Being that it's Friday, I did my lightweight training, and I went out and harvested some more vegetables and decided to try to post something here. Hold on. The wife came in and she doesn't like me recording her. So now I forgot what I'm talking about. Yeah. Well, I have not been working on the painting all week either. I guess that's part of the reason why I haven't been posting. I haven't been here in the mornings. So it's going to be really hot. And I guess the evenings before all this, they're going to start to be, the nighttime is going to be fairly warm. It's going to be in the 70s, whereas it was in the low 60s, upper 50s before all this. So it would cool off. It would be hot in the daytime, or fairly warm in the daytime, but then cool off a lot at night, and which was kind of nice. But we wake up to basically a warm house, not too hot but warm. And anyway, so that's what we got look forward to for the next week. I remember. So I've been watching the news too, and Joe Biden has picked Kamala Harris as his running mate. And I really didn't care for her. And truthfully, I think the Democrats should have, their choice of Biden is a poor choice. It's kind of like the Romney of, you know, of the Democratic Party, in my opinion. They should have picked, I really think they should have picked Amy Klobuchar. She was, I think she was the probably the better candidate of the whole field that they had. She seemed really intelligent to me. But she was on the list for the VP pick, but she withdrew her name. She's the only one that did. And I think because she realizes, she's got a chance at becoming the president, and she doesn't want to be on the Biden ticket for certain reasons. I guess she feels it's a slim chance of winning, and she doesn't want to be one of the also-rans. So she's going to hold off and build some more political capital and wait for the next time. She's still young, so she's got a chance at it. I think she's got a real good chance at being president one day. Anyway, so what else? The president has brokered a deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. That's historic. And of course, you know, I watch, I watch CNN and MSNBC and Fox News because if you don't watch, you know, a variety of news, you're just going to get a one-sided view. And yeah, they're not really saying how historic this is, but Fox News is, and I agree, you know, because it's been a while since a deal like this has been brokered. I guess Jordan and Israel has been, they've been pretty much treated. And also Sadat was of Egypt brokered, made a deal with Israel a long time ago. I remember that. That was historic back then too. He got killed for that, I think. Anyway, let's see. What else is in the news? Oh, yeah. Riots in Portland are still going on. crack some heads, you guys. That's how you're going to get something done. Oh, boy. Man, I'm glad I don't live there. Jeez. Let's see. What else? Okay, so, yeah, I have been working my painting. And, you know, I've been putting on pure white on certain areas, thinking that it would do something. But as I recall, I like I said, I was looking at this other artist's painting and the whites that I appreciated about his paintings. And the whitest white on one of his paintings, I looked at it real close and isolated it from the rest of the painting. And it wasn't a pure white. It was actually a gray, a pretty gray. But when you stood back away from the painting, it looked like a brilliant white, and which worked with the painting. So I think I'm going to pretty much have to do that. The areas that I have as white, kind of either gray it out or blue it out or something. And so I'll figure out what's going on with this. I've been looking forward to trying to paint on it, but I've been getting up real late. So, and I don't really like to, and I'm a morning person, so I don't like to paint at night. I just don't feel like it. So I like to get up at 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock and start painting, and then the wife's not walking in on me and asking me questions and stuff, and I can just paint to my heart's desire. So that's what I like to do. But let's see. So I guess that's it pretty much for now. Everybody's out on vacation when they're not staying home like they're supposed to. So, but it's still, the curve is flattening out and then some in California. And, two big forest fires in Southern California. And, you know, after all these thousands of acres that get burned, you know, it's funny to go out and you can still see forests here. Anyway, so that will be it.